Introduction. I don't know when the romance ended for my parents, but I do know it was when I was really young. When I close my eyes and think back, the earliest memory I have is of me lying in bed, hugging my teddy bear when I was 5 or maybe 6 years old. I take my fingers and push them as deep as I can into my ears until I almost feel like I'm tickling my brain. I bury my head under the pillow. I hum to myself. I cry to myself. I whisper to Mortimer, my teddy bear, and beg him to get them to stop. But he can't. And no matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, my tiny little fingers can't block out the sound. The shouting vibrates through me. The anger, the frustration, the hurt. At the time, I was too young to have any idea why my mom and dad were so mad at each other all the time, why they were so mean to each other, why they were so bitter. But I knew it was like this almost every night. And I knew it just kept getting worse. It got to the point that as soon as I would hear my dad's car pull into the garage, my heart would start to pound like a jackhammer because I knew what was coming. I'd hear Dad climb the stairs, hang his keys on the hook. I'd hear Mom banging dishes in the kitchen. And again, they'd go to war. And then one night, it all came to a head. It must have been 11 or 12 at night, way past my bedtime. They'd been at it for over an hour. What were they fighting about? Who knows? But I guess I had enough. I took Mortimer and crawled out of bed. I padded down the hallway in my Sesame Street pajamas. The light in the kitchen felt so bright it stung my eyes and I could barely see. But I took a deep breath and shouted as loud as my little voice could, "I'm trying to sleep. Can you please be quiet?" And then, suddenly, there was silence. Just the hum of electricity in the overhead light. Just the hard breathing of the three people in the room. Mom and Dad looked at me, looked at each other, and I couldn't figure out why, but they both suddenly had tears in their eyes and horror on their faces. Flash forward 30 years, and there I am on Valentine's Day, sitting on a couch in a television studio about to be a featured guest on The Rachel Ray Show to teach millions of people around the world how to have more romantic, more connected lives. And as the makeup guy powdered my bald skull and I looked out at the crowd, all I could think was, how did I get here? The answer is simple, really. That fight, that childhood full of fights, is why I do what I do. It's why I'm obsessed with helping women and men have better relationships. It's why I've spent the last 14 years digging through my own damage and rage to understand myself and to become a man who can actually open up. I watched my parents destroy each other, not because they didn't love each other, but because they didn't understand each other. And now my father is dead, a heart attack at 47. And my mother is filled with regret over a lifetime of never finding the right guy. I don't want you to suffer like they did, and I don't want the guys in your life to suffer either. So turn the page, and let's get to work. My name is Michael Fiore. I'm a nationally known relationship expert. More than that, I'm a guy. And in this program, I want to do something no guy has ever done for you before. I want to tell you the 100% unedited, unvarnished truth about men. In fact, as weird as it sounds, I want to give you the superpower you've been dreaming of ever since you were a little girl playing with Barbie and Ken. I want to teach you how to read men's minds. By the time you're done with this program, you'll know exactly what he's thinking, why he dodges your questions, how to understand manspeak, what it means when he looks at other women, how to give him what he secretly craves sexually and keep him faithful. Why Prince Charming hasn't shown up, no matter how long you've waited for him and whether you currently have a man in your life or not. How to be the one woman he meets in his entire life who really understands him and who he'd crawl over broken glass to be with. Basically, in this program, I want to give you a master's degree in men. And I promise you right now that if you read through everything I give you here, do the exercises, and actually accept what I tell you, you'll be shocked and amazed at how quickly your relationship with men changes, how much better things get, and how you suddenly start having the relationships of your dreams. But before we get there, I'm going to piss you off. See, the reason I created this program, and it's been one of the biggest challenges of my life, turning this material into the program you're reading and listening to right now, is because I was sick of all the lies. Not the lies men tell women. I understand those, and I'll explain exactly why men lie to you later in this program. But the lies the so-called experts tell you, and that women gobble up in women's magazines. When I first started working on this program, I made a very simple promise to myself. I promised I'd tell you the truth, no matter how hard it was to say, and no matter how much trouble it got me in. The truth about men's emotions, yes, we have them, men's sex drives, how men think about relationships, why men do sometimes manipulate women, what it's really like to be a guy. All the stuff guys have a secret pact to never talk about. Unfortunately, keeping that promise means that some of what I say in this program is going to hurt. It's going to fly in the face of what you want to be true. It's going to shock you. So here's what I need you to do right now before we get started. Wherever you're reading this, or if you're just listening to the audio, I need you to take a deep breath and picture in your mind a white piece of paper. Just a regular 8.5 by 11 inch piece of computer paper will do. Now imagine at the very top of that paper the words, "What I Know About Men," written in thick black magic marker. Now I want you to fill the rest of that paper with everything you think you know about men. Search your mind. Fill up the whole sheet. It could be anything, good or bad. Men are pigs. Men can't be faithful. Men should always make the first move. Men only want sex. Men like the chase. Men are stronger than women. Men are manipulative. Men hide their emotions. Men should be willing to die for a woman. Get it all out on that imaginary piece of paper. Or if you're feeling ambitious, get an actual piece of paper and just get it all out that way. Then search your heart. And take all the negative feelings you have about men and put those on the paper too. The bitterness over never finding Mr. Right. The anger that your ex-husband didn't love you the way you wanted him to. The regret that you could never get your father to open up to you before he died. Now, again, in your mind, take that piece of paper and study it. Read it. Go over every word. Focus on every emotion. And then imagine that piece of paper in your hand. Imagine a lighter in your other hand. Imagine yourself flicking that lighter to life, the small orange flame dancing in the air. And imagine that piece of paper with all the ideas and emotions and prejudices you have about men just burning away. If you're like a lot of women who have done this exercise, you might even feel actual heat in your chest as you do this. Or you might feel tears welling up a little bit as you let go of all that hurt. Whatever your reaction, whatever you feel, it's the right thing to feel. Don't run away from it. Once that piece of paper has completely burned, and don't worry, in your mind burning that piece of paper is completely safe and you can't be harmed by the flames yourself, look at the ashes, feel the embers in your hand, and with a deep breath, just let it all go. Do you feel excitement in your chest? Do you feel relief? A tingle on your skin. Now imagine a new piece of paper in your mind. It's completely clean. Now imagine taking a new Sharpie, you can smell the ink, in your hand, and imagine yourself writing at the top of the fresh piece of paper, the truth about men. And then turn the page, you're ready. And everything is about to change. Best, Mike Fiore, Seattle, Washington. P.S. I want to hear from you. If you have a comment on the Secret Survey program, whether it's a rave review or a criticism, I want to hear it. Send your email to feedback@whyhelies.com. Obviously, I can't answer every email we get, but rest assured, I got your message, and thank you for your help. Getting started, what this program is and how it works. I felt drunk when the results started coming in, dozens of them, hundreds, and they were heartbreakers. Not all of them. There was the sex stuff I was expecting, the fantasies and the carnal requests and the anger we never tell women about. But there was also guys opening up and showing their deep feelings. Guys telling the truth about what they really thought about women. What they loved. What they wanted. What pissed them off. I felt like I had the nuclear bomb of relationship advice stuff here. Material every woman in the world would desperately want to see. But that would utterly destroy them if they actually read it without being prepared first. This program is called The Secret Survey because it's based on survey results I got from over 700 men who I asked one very simple but very powerful question. But it's more than that. This whole program is based on the survey I sent to men, another survey I sent to women, and a whole bunch of ideas, philosophies, and exercises that I've been slowly developing for years in my quest to help men and women around the world have better, sexier, more connected, and happier relationships. I'm a pretty well-known relationship expert. I find this hilarious, and at least one of my ex-girlfriends finds it horrifying. In 2009, I created Text Your Wife Into Bed, a program that taught men how to use text messages to create a private fantasy world with their woman, and ultimately bring their fantasy relationship to life. The program was a hit. You can hear more about it at textyourwifeintobed.com. And I ended up following it up with two other programs on a similar theme. First was Text the Romance Back, found at texttheromanceback.com, which taught men and women how to use tiny little texts to bring romance and passion back into their relationship or to get a new relationship going on the right foot with digital telepathy. Next, I developed Text Your Ex Back at textyourexback.com, which teaches you how to use text messages to get your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend to focus on the good parts of what you had and actually be the one to ask you to get together to talk things out. Now, doing those three programs back-to-back accomplished three things that directly led to the material you're reading and listening to right now. One, Text the Romance Back got me on national television and in the media. In a very short span of time, I was on The Rachel Ray Show, as well as a bunch of other TV shows, got interviewed by a bunch of blogs, and appeared on more radio shows than was probably healthy. Two, I built two responsive and powerful email lists, one with 25,000 guys and a completely separate list with over 18,000 women. Three, I got really sick of talking about texting all the time and decided my next program had to be something that didn't require a cell phone. I wanted to use my powers and email lists for good. I decided to send out two critically different one-question surveys to the email lists, one to the guys and one to the women. What were the questions? I asked the women, if you had telepathy and could suddenly see into any man's mind, what's the one thing you would desperately want to know? And you can imagine we got a lot of responses to this one. Why do men lie? How do I get him to open up? How do I know if he loves me? Are we forever? Why does he look at other women? Would he cheat on me? Is he cheating on me now? And hundreds more. Questions that tickled that little part of my brain that forces me to create programs like this and made my heart ache with how badly most women misunderstand men. But what really got me going was the answers to the men's survey question. What is the number one thing you want to tell your wife or girlfriend but could never say to her? Honestly, when I sent that question out, I didn't expect many answers. Guys aren't anywhere near as talkative as women are. But the answers came flooding in. Actually, it was more of a stampede than a flood, and they were raw and brutal and honest and amazing. The actual truth from men. The stuff guys only talk about around the poker table when we know women aren't listening. Over 700 answers came in by the time we stopped the survey, and I'm sure if I surveyed my list again now, we'd get even more. And the results were a veritable treasure trove of insight into the male psyche and what men really wanted from women. Sitting there in my office, looking at the printed up survey answers, I was both incredibly excited and devastatingly depressed. Why? Because while I knew the survey results I had in front of me were important and that there were a ton of lessons to be learned by poring over them, I also knew that just giving women the survey results would do a lot more harm than good. Most women would just focus on the sexual content of some of the answers or the fact that some guys swore in their responses and think men are pigs. And you totally missed the sheer honesty and vulnerability these guys were actually sharing, even though they were hiding that honesty and vulnerability in the grunting, obtuse language of manspeak. We'll talk about that in a minute. So here's what I did and what I want you to do now. Rather than just giving you the raw survey results and sending you out to play in traffic, I've organized all the big questions women had. Why do men lie? Does he love me? What does he want in bed? Does he care how I look? And all the big answers guys gave. I wish she would just give me a, well, you know, it hurts me when she says these three words, into a series of short lessons. Each lesson contains a short introductory story that sets the tone for the lesson, the actual lesson content itself, the why of the idea being presented with answers and context provided by a mix of survey results and my own experience helping thousands of women around the world. And third, exercises or assignments to help you internalize the lesson and make it feel real in your mind. Some of these assignments are written, some of them are purely mental, but they're all designed to be simple and easy for you to do now and for you to repeat whenever you find yourself feeling frustrated by men. Here's how you should use this program. The Secret Survey program is designed to be digested bite by bite, lesson by lesson, so you can learn to understand men and get deeper into their minds and how they see the world as you go. As a Secret Survey community member, you'll get 8 distinct lessons, 2 per week for a month. As each module gets released, you'll get an email telling you the content is available for you. As each lesson is released, I recommend you download the lesson PDF and print it up. That way you'll be able to make notes in the margins and fill out the exercises for each module right there on the page and without anybody looking over your shoulder. You'll also get the audio version of each lesson and a short Q&A intro video with an overview of the lesson and why it's so important. At the end of the program, after you've gotten the 8th lesson, which is all about how men think about sex, you'll get the complete program in one convenient downloadable PDF so you can refer back to the program whenever you want. After you go through each lesson, I highly recommend that you post your comments, questions, and reactions to the material in the Secret Survey community site. One of the things I love about the women in the community is how responsive and eager they are to help each other. The first lesson, which you have access to right away, is called Men Are Like Dogs and You're a Bad Owner. It explains the real reason it seems like men have marbles in their ears whenever you try to tell them how you feel. Now, warning, I don't pull punches in this program. That means that I'm going to spend some time talking about sex, eroticism, pornography, and even violence. I make a point of not swearing unless absolutely necessary, but if you want the truth, you're going to need through a little bit of mud. Ready for lesson one? This is going to be fun. Click over to the Men Are Like Dogs and You're a Bad Owner lesson.